Hello, I'm Robert Crichton, the producer of the Beyond Shakespeare podcast and the director of the nominated episode The Pardoner and the Friar by John Heywood, a one-act play from the early 16th century. It's about, spoiler alert, a pardoner and a friar. A pardoner being someone who sells pardons and relics to gullible people hoping to get guaranteed access to the afterlife, and a friar who is begging for alms to support himself and his order. They are both, basically, selling God to the same audience, seeing who will win the most cash. And as they are in the same room, talking to the same crowd, they are competing for sympathy, money, and talking over each other. It's a really clever play, one of a series of productions of plays by John Heywood, though otherwise we produce any play written prior to 1642, so our other stuff is a real mixed bag. I'd rate this episode G. Enjoy!
The following audio drama is rated G, for general audiences, and is suitable for all ages.
And as I came hither, one did me tell that in this town right good folk did dwell, which to hear the word of God would be glad. And as soon as I thereof knowledge had, I hither hied me as fast as I might, intended by the grace of God Almighty, and by your patience and supportation, here to make a simple collation. Wherefore I require all ye in this presence for to abide and give due audience. But first of all, now here I shall to God my prayer make, to give ye grace all in this place his doctrine for to take.
Don't give him anything. You don't know where he's been.
Hey, ladies and gents, let the pardoner through. Come on, I've got big heavy boxes here. That's it. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you very much. You, sir, could you just go to your left? That's kind of you. Thank you, sir. Right, are we ready? That's it, sir. Right, here we go.
God and St. Leonard send ye all his grace, as many as been assembled in this place. Good devout people that here do assemble, I pray God that ye may all well resemble the image after which you are wrought, and that ye save that Christ in ye bought. Devout Christian people, ye shall all wit that I am come hither ye to visit. Wherefore, let us pray thus ere I begin. Our Saviour preserve ye all from sin, and enable ye to receive this blessed pardon, which is the greatest under the sun, granted by the Pope in his balls under lead.
Did he just say balls?
Which pardon ye shall find when ye are dead.
Did he say balls?
That offereth other groats or else pence to these holy relics, which, ere I go hence, I shall here show in open audience, exhorting ye all to do to them reverence. But first ye shall know well that I come from Rome. Lo, here my balls, all and some.
You said it again.
Balls, mate. Pope's balls.
Papal edict, you idiot.
Our liege lord seal here on my patent. I bear with me my body to warrant that no man be so bold, be he priest or clerk, me to disturb of Christ's holy work, nor have no disdain, nor yet scorn, of these holy relics which saints have worn. First, ere I show ye of a holy Jew's hip, a bone, I pray you, take good keep to my words and mark them well. If any of your beasts' bellies do swell, dip this bone in the water that he doth take into his body, and the swelling shall slake. And if any worm have your beast stung, take of this water and wash his tongue, and it will be whole anon. And furthermore, of pox and scabs and every sore, he shall be quite whole that drinketh of the well that this bone is dipped in. It is truth that I tell. And if any man that any beast oweth, once in the week ere that the cock croweth, fasting will drink of this well a draught, as that holy Jew hath us taught, his beasts and his stores shall multiply. And masters all, It helpeth well, though a man be foul in jealous rage, let a man with this water make his potage, and never more shall he his wife mistryst, though he in sooth the fault by her wist, or had she been taken with friars two or three. Here is a mitten, also, as may ye see. He that his hand will put in this mitten, he shall have increase of his grain that he hath sown, be it wheat or oats, so that he offer pence or else groats. And another holy relic also here see ye may, the blessed arm of sweet Saint Sunday. And whosoever is blessed with this right hand cannot speed amiss by sea nor by land. And if he offereth also with good devotion, he shall not fail to come to high promotion. And another holy relic here may ye see, the great toe of the Holy Trinity. And whosoever once doth it in his mouth take, he shall never be diseased with the toothache. Canker nor pox shall there none breed. This that I show ye is matter indeed. And here is of Our Lady a relic full good. Her bonne grace, which she wore with her French hood, when she went out always for sunburning. Women with child, which be in mourning, by virtue thereof shall soon be eased, and of their travail full soon also released. And if this bonne grace they do devoutly kiss, and offer thereto as their devotion is. Here is another relic, also a precious one, of All Hallows, the blessed jawbone, which relic without any foul against poison chiefly doth prevail. For whomsoever it toucheth without doubt, all manner venom from him shall issue out, so that it shall hurt no manner wight. Lo, of this relic, the great power and might, which preserveth from poison every man. Lo, of St. Michael, eek the brain pan, which for the headache is a preservative to every man or beast that beareth life. And further, it shall stand him in better stead, for his head shall never ache when that he is dead, nor he shall feel no manner grief nor pain, though with a sword one cleave it then a twain, but be as one that lay in a dead sleep. Wherefore to these relics now come crouch and creep, but look that ye offer into them make, or else can ye no manner profit take. But one thing, ye women all, I warrant you, if any wight be in this place now, that hath done sin so horrible, that she dare not for shame thereof shriven be, or any woman, be she young or old, that hath made her husband cuckold, such folk shall have no power nor no grace to offer to my relics in this place. And whoso findeth herself out of such blame, come hither to me on Christ's holy name. Well, and because ye shall unto me give credence at the full, mine authority now shall ye see. Lo, here's the Pope's bull.
Date et dabitur verbis. Good devout people, this place of scripture,
worshipful masters, ye shall understand,
is to you that have no
that
literature,
Pope Leo the 10th have granted with his hand,
is to say in our English tongue,
and by his bulls confirmed under lead,
as depart your goods the poor folk among,
to
and God,
all manner people,
and
both
God
quick
shall
and
then
dead,
give unto you
10,000 years, and as many lengths of pardon,
this is the gospel, so is written plain,
when they are dead, their souls for to guerdon.
Therefore give your arms in the largest
that
wise.
That will with their penny or arms deed.
Keep not your goods, fie on
put
covetise.
Put to their hands to the good
that
speed.
That sin with God is most abominable.
Of the holy chapel of
and is
sweet
also
Saint
the
Leonard.
Sin that is
which
most damnable.
By fire
in scripture
was destroyed
is,
and marred.
Is that, but fire, I say, sirs,
fire
how?
The mess one cannot hear for the babbling of yonder foolish friar.
In Scripture each
and also,
is there
masters,
many a place
as I was about
which
to
showeth
tell,
that many
Pope
a man
July, the
so
sixth,
far
forth
fair
and well
grace that when to them God hath abundance sent
and doth 12,000 years of pardon to them
they
send,
would distribute none to the indigent
that ought to this holy chapel in.
Whereat God, having great indignation,
Pope Boniface the Ninth also
punished these men after a diverse fashion.
Pope July, Pope Innocent, with divers popes,
as gospel full nobly doth declare,
have granted to the sustaining of the same
divers epulith reigning in welfare and on
5,000 years of pardon dishes to delicate every of you by name.
Poor Lazarus
and clean
came
remission also of
gate,
their sin,
desiring some food, his hunger
as
to relieve.
As oftentimes as you put in any money into the pardoner's coffer,
for the rich man nothing would him
or
give,
any
not
money
so much
up
as
unto
a few crumbs
offer
of bread.
Or he that offereth penny
wherefore
or groat.
Poor Lazarus, of famine straight was dead.
Or he that giveth the pardoner a new coat.
And angels his soul to heaven did carry.
Or take of me other image
but
or
But now
letter,
the rich man of the contrary,
may
when
fare
he was
better
dead, went to misery and pain.
And God won't. It is a full gracious
wherefore
deed.
Wherefore evermore he shall remain
for which
in
God
brennan
shall
fire,
will
which shall never
be
cease.
Now, help our poor chapel, if it be your will.
But I say, thou pardoner, I bid thee hold thy peace.
And I say, thou friar, hold thy tongue still.
What, standest thou there all the day smattering?
Ha, marry, what standest thou there all the day clattering?
Marry, fellow, I come hither to preach the word of God, which of no man may be forebode, but heard with silence and good intent, for why it teacheth them evident the very way and path that shall them lead even to heaven's gates, as straight as any thread. And he that letteth the word of God of audience standeth accursed in the great sentence, and so art thou for interrupting me.
Nay, thou art a cursed knave, and that shalt thou see. And all such that to me make interruption, the Pope sends them excommunication by his bulls here ready to be read, by bishops and his cardinals confirmed. And eke, if thou disturb me anything, thou art also a traitor to the king. For here hath he granted me under his broad seal that no man, if he loves his hill, should me disturb or let in any wise. And if thou dost the king's commandment despise, I shall make thee be set fast by the feet. And where thou saidest that thou art more meet among the people here for to preach, because thou dost them the very way teach how to come to heaven above, therein thou liest, and that shall I prove. And by good reason I shall make thee bow, and know that I am meeter than art thou. For thou, when thou hast taught them once the way, thou carest not whether they come there, yea or nay. But when that thou hast done altogether, and taught them the way for to come hither, yet all that thou canst imagine is but to use virtue, and to abstain from sin. And if they fall once, then thou canst no more. Thou canst not give them a salve for their sore, but these my letters be clean purgation, although never so many sins they have done. But when thou hast taught them the way and all, yet ere they come there, they may have many a fall in the way ere that they come thither, for why the way to heaven is very slidder. But I will teach them after another rate, for I shall bring them to heaven's gate, and be their guides and conduct all things, and lead them thither by the purse strings, so that they shall not fall, though that they would.
Hold thy peace, knave. Thou art very bold, thou pratest in faith, even like a pardoner.
Why despisest thou the Pope's minister? Masters, here I curse him openly, and therewith warn all this whole company by the Pope's great authority that ye leave him and hearken unto me. For till he be assoiled, his words take none effect, for out of holy church he is now clean a reject. that?
My masters, he doth but jest and rave. It forceth not for the words of a knave, but to the word of God do reverence, and hear me forth with due audience.
Masters, this pardon which I showed you before is the greatest that ever was, since God was born.
And if of your parts that thing once were done, doubt not that God should give you retribution.
And forgiven of the sins seven, come to this pardon if ye will come to heaven. Come to this pardon if ye will be in bliss.
And name.
This is the pardon which ye cannot miss.
We
this
poor friars
is the pardon
are the same.
Which shall men souls win.
Pain,
this
say.
Is the pardon the ridder of your sin.
Both
this
and
is
pray.
The pardon
we
that purchases
and
all grace.
Hour. We
this
take
is
pain
the pardon
for, the love of
for
our
all manner of trespass.
We
this
also
is
go
the
on
pardon of which all
for to preach to every
bring.
Christian nation.
This is the pardon.
But I say, thou partner, thou wilt keep silence soon.